Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
My three paragraph
response.
Don't ever
response. Say that again.
Which we needed at first because the podcast now is completely different than it was the first couple of.
Oh yeah.
The best though is when you have a guest from Wyoming and just and whatever, and it's live, and you're sending out screenshots.
Yeah. Yeah. So Brant is just.
Nyberg.
He's just wearing this ripped off T-shirt, and I'm like, Brant, like, it must be warm in Wyoming. He's like, 2 degrees outside. But 70 degrees inside. So
are you going?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just playing around with editing this photo in Lightroom.
Oh yeah. You want to totally make the photo not resemble what it was that we were doing.
No, it's just prettier now.
Oh, it's prettier.
Oh, I'm in the back.
Yeah. Oh, that's what made it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I made it more real.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday,
to you.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Oklahoma. Happy birthday to Oklahoma. Happy birthday to you.
54 episodes in. I mean, we just 54 is coming up tomorrow.
Yes. I left the cupcakes in the car for the first two sessions, so that's why they're runny on one side. The sun totally hit them.
It's more delicious.
Grab from wherever and have a cupcake.
I'm pretty sure this one.
Yeah,
it's more like they're fresh from the oven that way.
Yeah, like they're still warm. Yeah, the still warm cupcake. Yeah.
Beautiful. No cupcakes.
Lunch was too big.
Okay, I had an enchilada. Because I knew there were cupcakes.
I had nachos.
Sort of.
But don't freak out.
So there you go.
Oh,
wow, that was a big old glob of
I'll leave some of it. Some of it's okay. You want my... Oh, I thought you were going for my icing.
My brother does this. No. He does the cupcake sandwich where you rip the bottom off.
I like doing that.
Okay.
Is that how you're supposed to do it?
Icing in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that one. Well, we're bothering
those
people.
That door got closed fast.
We're having too much fun.
Yeah.
So here we are, live podcast session from the
Ed Camp
OKC. The live podcast session we had at iPad Palooza.
Neither of them have had templates, so this could be rough.
Could be some serious editing to take out the pauses.
Or the chewing.
Yeah. And somebody's going to have to wipe the microphone down later because of the icing. But we've made it one whole year of Twitter chats and podcasts.
Woohoo!
So how about that?
So have you guys had a break besides, like, I think we took off as a state for Christmas.
Christmas and New Year.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That was it.
But we replayed our two most popular podcasts during those times, which were...
One of them was yours, Vanessa, which was the LGBTQ discussion.
That was not me.
No.
I was not LGBTQ. That was Aaron and Crystal.
No, it wasn't that one then. It was yours. You did something-ish.
Okay. But I did some sort of like, mm-hmm. probably like a cultural race identity.
You had something like that, okay. As I talked with my mouth.
And then the other one was it Prison to Pipeline?
Prison to Pipeline, yes.
That was Crystal.
Yeah. And so those were our two most popular episodes. We just replayed them to let the listeners hear.
Andre Dowdy's Subtle Racism was also a very popular
Thank you.
One.
Which is really interesting to me because for those to be your most popular ones.
When they're deathly silent in the chat. I mean, for the most part.
Yes, especially I noticed the incredibly loud silence during the LG... LGBTQA+.
Yes.
Like that was, and I was even more silent during that because I kind of wanted to see where it was going and what people were saying. And I would wonder where that's ranked.
I don't know. I can look. I know too. One of
the LGBTQ that was the replayed episode, wasn't it?
I think so. I know
that wasn't you.
One of the...
That was Baker and Crystal.
Okay.
That was School to Prison Pipeline.
Well, they've done...
have they done two?
Crystal's done two. Aaron was part of the LGBTQA+.
Okay.
The School to Prison Pipeline was one of the best ones I've listened to.
It was
just one of those I went back and listened to.
I'm telling you, we try and be thoughtful with our discussions of that, because this can be such a sensitive topic, and it was really challenging for us to have those conversations.
It was.
Because
it's
already a hard conversation to have.
Because I didn't know what I was talking about, and still trying to tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got into a lot of trouble on the Twitter sphere. What?
I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was trying to say, where did I go wrong here to several of my friends? Where did I get this wrong? And I didn't realize there were keywords or buzzwords that meant certain things, because in my brain, I was thinking of our culture and, close to me, the community that I live in. There are quite a few people that go on through, but we are like, it's a poor, white community, without using the go-to terminology there. Mm-hmm. It's just, those were the people in my brain that I was thinking of. And I did not know that it meant something else. So. That was a difficult one, because we did that, about 5 days after the Twitter chat?
Mm-hmm.
And so I almost was like, I don't want to talk about this again. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really just don't want to talk about it again. But we have to push through. So.
And those conversations are just so emotionally charged anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it's just, your fuse is shorter and your words are harsher. And I think one of, Aaron and I were talking about it, and I think one of the things is, we have lived different experiences, and my lived experience is nowhere near any of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to understand that, but communicate it in a way that's respectful and courteous, is just almost a minefield sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it's also, though, reflective of, how they have the things that teachers post for, like, retweet this so that my kids can see the strength of the internet and how many times things go around, which I hate and I will never retweet. But at the same time, you kind of see their point, because that conversation went like beyond Oklahoma.
Oh, way beyond.
Way, mm-hmm. way beyond.
It got other hashtags. Everything.
But without that happening, and I'm sorry that happened, but
no,
it did give you an idea of like the impact and your potential reach that we can't, we don't necessarily see through whatever analytics that I have access to. Like, we would not have seen those shockwaves.
Right. So, no, it was, that chat was Aaron and Crystal, was that one. And the original episode has been listened to 184 times. So that's the original one, which is pretty cool. And then the one that Funston had about the Native American, what is the Native American in Oklahoma?
Indian education.
Hey, come in and have a cupcake.
Grab a cupcake.
We're recording.
That conversation, that chat had less than 230 tweets, but had...
Which in the Okla Ed world, what do we average?
We average like almost 600 tweets and almost 200 participants per chat. And his chat had, or his podcast had just a ton of listens right off the bat. So I thought that was really interesting.
Hello, welcome. Hey. Welcome.
Get in here.
I listen to the podcast Code Switch a lot. And one thing that they do like once a year, like on their birthday, like this is, they do kind of like a review, but they have a specific episodes they want to touch on, or they'll bring people in or to discuss that kind of thing. And I love that. I think it speaks to the richness of the podcast that you guys can do that.
Take the middle one.
Well, but we followed the Okla Ed conversation, so it's Okla Ed doing that.
Was there a favorite episode of yours?
So I'm actually bringing up so I can like look through the library, because when I was going in the podcast app, I was like, this is only showing 2018.
Right.
Let me... I'll let other people talk.
Anybody else have a favorite episode?
When you sang me a song.
Oh, yeah.
That was like three in a row.
Well, it was. I was either going to say that or all the ones you've mentioned me in. So
was it the one that I rapped in, or
the
when I brought
rapped,
the guitar?
The rap.
Okay.
That was great.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I do feel like a minor celebrity anytime I get mentioned.
Especially when you're called the social studies guru of more.
Yeah, that's been fun. You didn't write that on your name tag.
I think they said
though.
Of Oklahoma, I though.
I'm not labeling.
Listen, you've been called that, so.
We deemed it on you. You can accept the moniker Dean.
We
Poplar's.
Have lots of gurus and more for social studies.
I thought that was pretty funny when I said that, and you're like, "There's other cool people." but yeah, so there you go.
How many listens are we at this week?
Oh, gosh.
Because this week was a kind of a phenom week, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We had never had this before. We're usually sitting around 150 listens, 200 listens.
Usually. And
how many did you have this week?
It was like
589.
Oh,
hey.
Wow.
I don't know. I can't find the one before.
It's all episodes.
But just together.
Five. I mean,
yeah, it just goes through and it aggregates. Like, who's? It doesn't tell me.
But it more than doubled this week.
Oh, but how many have listened
week.
In a week?
Yes.
It's not necessarily. It's most.
Yeah, like within the last 7 days, I think.
So
I think every day is a
new
seven.
You
kind of
wonder
days.
Maybe if somebody, like you've got several new listeners that wanted to go back and listen to previous.
Yeah, it could be that too.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we joke all the time about like.
Our moms listen to us.
Our moms listen.
Oh my gosh, of course your moms listen.
No, I don't think
so.
I don't know that my mom ever.
You're now getting some behind the scenes views.
Not sure my mom's
ever. One of my favorite podcast moments was when Erin asked Scott if it was okay if she cussed, and Scott was like, super it, like,
the market explicit.
Scott was like, I prefer if you didn't. But it was like already too late, like, Erin already said like a swear word.
It was really funny a couple weeks
very
ago.
Very personalities.
When Erin was reading
it. Erin's not good at reading out loud, okay?
She was like, ass, S. Couldn't get assess out correct.
It was SS.
Oh, I totally do that sometimes. I see what you mean. Like, you're like, okay, it goes together.
Well, and especially when it breaks up on another line.
I'm an early childhood teacher. You think I would know how to chunk?
Anyway.
No, that was one of my favorite. It was one of, like, the first episodes, too. So funny.
Well, it's really fun, like, seeing you guys in person. Yeah, we're recording. I do all the time.
Dang it.
We've already established that we're going to have to clean up a bunch of posts.
I did
also.
Not know.
I bet it gets more hits.
Which will make it even better.
Which you
I bet it'll get
we're
more
teachers listening to it. We're all adults. So,
now with cussing.
Now with cussing. And last night it was with drinking.
That's an impressive that you recorded almost an hour at a bar. Cause
we could have gone longer. I had to get to Norman. I mean,
yeah.
I had to end it.
Yeah, and the conversation, like anytime I love things like this, like Ed Camp or whatever, because you can just sit down and be like, okay, tell me what amazing things you're doing, and then you just have these conversations about all this cool stuff. And so having Josh and Laura together, that's like power twins unite, man. Because they just are on a whole another level and talking with them.
What I
super fun.
Another thing I think is super interesting though is like a lot of people don't know how Okla Ed, like the weekly talk, mm-hmm. like how that's organized, which is anyone can moderate
mm-hmm.
a chat. They just mm-hmm. have to contact Anne or Hein, it's Anne at Mrs. Beck 25 with their topic, and you know they'll look and see if there's a slot. I think it is helpful if they've actually like been in a Twitter chat before.
It's on their first. They're not going to moderate their first.
Yeah,
for the first time.
So tell us about moderating your first Twitter chat.
Which one?
Your first one for Okla Ed.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Have I told the story before?
Yeah.
Tell me what I said.
Where you didn't have questions ready.
Oh, yes. No, I thought, like, you could come up with questions on the fly.
Oh, wow. Wow, I am reckless, but
that's
just... No tweet deck, no preloaded questions.
No,
just...
and my husband gets onto me all the time because I'm like, I'm headed out to a conference. Are you presenting at this conference? Yeah, I've got, like, three sessions to present at this conference. I haven't even seen you prepare anything. It's like, yeah, I do that, like, the night of or whatever, the night before. And so, yeah, I went into this.
Yet,
I know.
I can't. I just don't live life that way.
So,
I should say that was my snort and not Aaron's snort. I will indicate when Aaron snorts.
Okay. So the goal is to make Aaron snort now.
but no, the very first Twitter chat, I was like, oh, it would be a good question. question. Q3. It was really hard.
It was really hard. I love it. I can't even fathom doing that.
You should
but
try
I like it.
It
when we do
challenge.
Have like those
to rush.
Possibly. I like it when we do have those kind of strange like offbeat Twitter chats, like tease a few weeks ago, where it was like,
no format.
There's no, here's the question for Observe Me.
Yeah.
Here's the question. We're just going to keep talking about it. No schedule. No, just come talk and say
that was the hardest one for us to come back
totally
on.
Screwed up the podcast.
Because we usually, when we go back and find our tweets, we like search A1.
Yeah.
Hashtag Opal Ed, A2. There was none of that. So we made her be a part of the entire podcast that time.
But it worked out really well, too, because that conversation was just so dynamic, and it kept going.
Yeah.
Like it didn't end at 9.
Yeah, no.
And don't you think those are sometimes more authentic conversations? Because mm-hmm. they are so much more open, and it brings in so many different thoughts and ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. She did it. That was a really good one, and I like that she mixed it up for us. Mm-hmm.
And I think next week's is going to be different too, or tomorrow night after, because we got a little preview. For
everybody them. Has to do that personality thing,
right?
Know what your letters
are.
Which
personality?
16 personalities. Josh tweeted
it out, but she'll end up like I'm ENTP.
Oh, I'm an ENFJ. Okay. If it's that, I already know.
Josh who made a freaking trailer.
Josh
was impressive.
A trailer.
Yeah.
Come on.
I made one once too. Vanessa, so when you said teary-eyed thing,
When was this?
I don't know.
Did you do it before it was cool?
Probably.
It
hasn't been cool yet,
the
though.
The Oklahoma hipster. Like, my bio on my Twitter tells what my my poor letter
me too, are. Me too. It needs,
oh, it's Josh Flores moderating.
Josh and Laura.
Because he's super into
okay.
the...
Yeah. Let me,
he's like an INTJ.
I'm going to take mine now.
We ended
Does
up having
a
30-minute conversation
no, totally
about
fine.
It last night, and they were all excited about it. And they were all excited, and I was like, okay.
And they were like, because we were kind of sitting in a weird way, and they would have to like stand up to high-five each other because they were just
amazing.
Into it.
Well, you know what we should do since he changes his Twitter
name
mid-chat sometimes?
We should
all change ours to...
Josh Flores.
Well,
no.
Yes.
No. I love
and then put our personality
Josh
at the end.
Yes.
Just
Josh
so not
Flores
so long.
In our four
yeah.
Yes, Josh Flores followed by our letters.
By our letters.
That night. And just
I'm in.
For whoever the newbies are, oh dang.
Yeah. Wait, who is Josh is busy on the Twitter.
His thumbs are going to have blisters.
He has so many pictures.
Wait, guys,
on
he
it.
Looks like a girl. No, he looks like a boy.
I love this idea.
What was like the night when Rick Cobb unveiled himself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was
crazy.
Education Truths.
So,
we all picked a cartoon character.
Yeah, everybody had a
superhero.
Yeah.
Because, for so long, Oklahoma Education Truths was just this anonymous blogger. Nobody knew. And then he was going to reveal himself after the chat one night. So, I don't know
it
where
was
it started,
really fun.
But everybody changed their profile pics to avatar superhero pics.
Oh.
And but he,
because
was,
they were all masked. He was a masked
yeah, was,
character.
And,
okay. yeah.
What, you know what was really hard about that chat, though? Is like okay, so for example, David changes his profile pic. It takes me a couple tweets, and I'm like, okay, I know that's David without having to read anything else. But like all of a sudden, everybody was everything.
Yeah.
It's like,
right.
You have to actually
pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, I got to read the names.
Yeah, no, that was super fun. All right, what other insane moments? David, do you have any fun moments from Oklahoma or Twitter chats in general?
Nothing is coming to my mind at the exact
except
moment.
For the social studies guru.
Yeah, the guru comment. He's listening, and then all of a sudden he's like, what did he say?
What did he call me?
Was he being polite?
And especially since I was so new in my coordinator position at that point. I didn't want too many of the teachers that really didn't know me all that well yet, especially our elementary
who's this
teachers,
guy think he is?
To think I was some arrogant guy out there proclaiming myself that way. No,
I know the social studies.
I have a tough time with names sometimes, and so when you when we did one of your first tweets, and I was like,
"Is
it?"
Happy you say my name right. It's wonderful.
But she let us know like pretty darn quickly because we mentioned her in a podcast or in an episode, and she was like. You totally said that right. Oh, yes.
Pena. It's Pena. And so, like, my last name has the tilde over mm-hmm. the end, and so people see that and it freaks them out. And so, you guys did it exactly yeah. right.
Because, you know, in Oklahoma, you don't see tildes very often.
Exactly. And.
Well, I guess it depends on your location.
Somebody again!
That was not Aaron.
I know.
Because
somebody
at the beginning
laugh.
Of the podcast, we do have an Aaron snort.
Yes. Somebody heard me laugh that doesn't know me super well today, and they were like, you snort too. So does Aaron. She does it all the time on the podcast, and I was like, oh, that's so funny. And so when I came in and I laughed, I was like, oh, I should let them know. It's me. It's not Aaron's snort.
What are you?
My snort. I think mine's a little lower. Like a lower register.
It's so long. It's forever long.
So what things, has everybody listened a little bit to the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's listened a little bit. So what things could Aaron and I do that maybe could make it better?
Share the video.
I know. I'm.
We've
that
talked
could
about
be fun.
That. I'm having a hard time with that one because Aaron's like, we need to do the video. And I'm like,
catch me picking my nose.
Yeah.
Because I love to pick my nose, especially at Ed Camp.
Pick a lane, not your nose.
At least yeah. once in a while for some behind the scenes features.
Yeah, like
that'd
a blooper
good.
Reel
yeah.
once a month.
Ooh, that could be good.
I would love a call-in or a like. Ooh. Like a feature or something where like people can send you guys questions or topics or something, and you just like for a little bit you address reader requests.
Well, we tried. I sent out a form, and two people sent something
form,
back.
There is called an enduring questions form. Maybe we should give it a better name.
The podcast. Well, the thing is, I rarely go to the page because I subscribe.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I have a
so,
podcast app, and so it just pops up on my thing.
I just went
know.
To the page for, like, the first time ever.
I wonder if there's a way.
Come
on in.
Do you mind if I take a picture real quick?
No.
I'm just trying to do some
would you like
stuff?
A cupcake?
No. Oh. No, thank you.
Okay.
We're having a birthday party.
So,
happy birthday!
So, maybe tweet out. From the Oklaset account a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it just comes to my podcast or I see, mm-hmm. I follow it on Twitter. So
yeah,
that's
okay.
the only way I get information. I don't go to the website.
Okay.
Is there still background music going on?
Yeah, do you hate it? Do you
it
like
drives
it?
Me crazy.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay.
I'm sure other people
no,
like it,
me.
But my personality, I'm just like, I can't listen
can't
to the
it.
Words.
Yeah.
While listening to it, so I have not listened to it in a couple of weeks because it was driving me crazy.
Okay.
But you, if other people like it, that's fine.
But
I know,
we're trying to.
I thought about
we're
doing it during just like our intro and then
yeah.
stopping during the questions.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thank you. That's good feedback.
Yeah.
But I don't mean that.
There was
we are not beholden
last
to
week
anyone.
That I was like, I can't really hear them over the music, and
yeah.
like so it's just a volume issue.
Maybe I had a bad
mix
last week.
But anyway,
it's you know. Focusing on the content is hard for me, but that's my
okay.
There you go.
That's me.
That's easy enough.
Finish.
To...
What are you?
That's easy
I
enough
am
to
ENT.
You're
there aren't very many of us,
high
and
five.
I am an ENTP.
Wait, is there someone else who actually needs a high five, or just we need a high five?
I'm an ENFP.
No, there really are not many ENTP
before,
people.
In the past, I've gotten
I don't like
dreamer.
Labels.
Or scientist. Yeah,
I want you to say that.
Clearly.
Josh,
ask
what you are. I want you to say, I don't like
I've
never met another ENTP.
Just be like, I am not
huh?
a social studies guru. And
who
not
knew?
Labeling myself.
I
don't. I'm
I totally
ABC
knew that.
Elemento.
Elemento.
Apparently, I'm not observant though.
Oh, dang.
We don't do details. We are global.
Yeah.
That sounds like a euphemism.
It's not
it's worse too, because I don't know
stuff,
so it's
it should be a drinking game.
Well, we thought about. Did you do you know about the Oklahset drinking game?
No.
So.
Is it a drinking game? Take a shot.
No. Well, and we've quit. We've kind of
we
backed
really
off of
have
it.
Really tried to pay attention.
Wait, were you guys
to...
doing it while you were
no.
playing the game while you're
my husband said. You guys say indeed a lot.
Yeah. You're an indeeder for sure.
I am an indeeder. And,
like even when talking to you, you say indeed.
Yeah, like, indeedly do. And I always think of what's his name from The Simpsons. You know,
totally.
Brandon, you know,
but my husband's like, it should be a drinking game. Anytime you say indeed,
yeah.
you take a shot. So,
yeah, so
if you ever hear us randomly say shot,
yeah.
it's because one of us has said
one of us
it,
caught
it,
the other
it.
Saying. Indeed.
That is too funny.
So, time to take a shot. And we usually, it's usually gets mumbled. Time to take a shot.
Time to take a shot.
We need another shot.
Hamilton?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you see now?
I have seen. I have been in the room where it happened.
Hey, it's coming up.
Where? No, it's coming to
Broadway.
Too. I've got. No. Oh my.
Spring. I know, spring right? break of last
Tell
year.
Me everything about it.
I was in Dance. Tears from the moment the music started with the opening number.
See,
and I was sitting literally on the very last row of the upper balcony.
Phantom of the Opera.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, ISTE's in Chicago, and so I'm just like,
whoa!
I'm taking a group of students to New York, and I'm really hoping that that's the Broadway show we get to see.
Which has now has its own polka.
Yes.
With Weird Al. How can you deny that?
No, that's pretty good.
Can I tell you, I am a little upset with Weird Al, though. I like to write songs.
Did he steal one of yours?
No, but I tweet to him every single time I put out a song, and he has never responded.
He's yet to pick one of yours up?
No.
Is he on Twitter?
He's got a handle, and he tweets whenever it's like tour season, so it's probably like his publicist
or
whatever. I gotta
be honest, one of my favorite Weird Al songs is White and Nerdy.
Do you relate to that song?
Quite heavily.
That's a good one.
Me too, Scott.
When he's doing the math problems on the chalkboard. Okay, so David, you were at Hamilton.
Yes.
And it was amazing.
It was wonderful.
And I rudely interrupted you with my
with
my terrible comment.
Other than being in tears from the very first moment, I didn't have anything else to add.
Oh,
you set that bar
amazing.
Way too low.
Yes.
I love it.
No, that wasn't the original cast, which I was disappointed with that, but the cast that was there was still phenomenal. Yes.
What gets me is, you know, they filmed with the original cast for the PBS special, and I'm like, release the footage.
No.
I want to see this footage. But at the same time, it's like, I know that it's not going to be the same.
Right.
So just keep the mystery of it.
Give it a few years. They will eventually, but for now.
I can see at some point that Hollywood's going to try to do a movie.
I
don't think it'll come off
no.
great. It'll come off about as well as Phantom did.
Or Chicago.
Right. I
liked
Chicago.
I liked Chicago, the movie. I did.
I've seen Chicago and Phantom both, not original, you know, but like I've seen them live and then watched the movies, and I think both were way better actually seeing.
Phantom is my favorite one, but I have never been able to see it, which has been really disappointing.
I've seen that twice
on
Broadway as well.
Oh, have you really? I'm really jealous.
I get season tickets in Tulsa, and we've done that for a couple of years, me and a couple of sisters-in-law. Sisters-in-law, right? Because
yeah,
it wouldn't
sisters.
Be sister-in-laws.
That's correct, plural.
Yes. And
thank
we've
God
been...
we've got an English teacher.
Please, can you leave?
It's not the first time I've heard that.
But we really enjoy that. And we originally bought the season tickets because we knew Hamilton was coming in 3 years.
Right.
And you had to be season tickets to be able to have first
shot. Right. To guarantee the renewal, you needed to have it in time.
So, but we, it's coming now, and it'll be the first official time that we'll have the actual tickets for it.
That'll be great.
But we've been going for 3 years and been exposed to a lot of fun musicals.
We have, especially lately, I mean, there's a lot of great things that have been coming through Oklahoma in the last 5 or 6 years. I don't know about Tulsa, but OKC has definitely upped its game in that area.
Well, it sounds like we might get the same one.
I think so.
I think so.
I think they overlap, I got to see Chicago. I was overseas one summer with kids. The grouper bought Chicago tickets, and they said, if you want to do this too, please join us. And so I asked my kids I was taking, they said, do it. So when we went, the district attorney was played by David Hasselhoff.
I think I snorted.
Wow.
And when we get there, and it's David Hasselhoff as the DA.
So are you in Germany for the show?
No, we were in London. And I'm like,
really?
I'm going to see Knight Rider.
That's
Billy Flynn. Yes! So I was like, all right, I'm going to try and enjoy this because I do like the music from... You know, and
well, it's
so,
way different. Like the stage version is different
than
the movie.
And it was really good. Like
really?
When we left, I was like, okay, I don't know about this side of him.
Why isn't he a mom yet?
Yeah.
Sorry. Jacob Pierce Brosnan.
he was bad.
Yeah.
Yes, musically. Yes.
I saw Chicago in New York, and it was really good.
It's just a kind of a fun story.
Yeah.
He ran into my knife.
37. All right, how about you? You got any good pieces of advice, favorite episode? What's up?
No, I've only listened to a couple.
That's all right.
I'm new to it.
That's all right.
It's been a while. I listen to them while I'm working at school, so.
Nice.
Awesome. When do you listen?
Driving. I live in, like, North OKC and teach a Mustang, so I spend a lot of time on that turnpike, and so.
Yeah.
We may pass each other.
It depends on the time of year.
Yeah.
Because
you're insane right now, right?
Yeah, because and if it's summer, I listen to them while I'm mowing my almost 2 acres.
Okay.
So that's my podcast time.
Okay, while I'm doing my mowing, which we have the world's fastest mower. It says it on the side. I've got a roll bar and a seatbelt.
Is it a brand or is it just actually the world's fastest mower?
No, it's a brand. It's the Dixie Chopper.
You can't lie on
the Dixie
side of
Chopper.
Mower.
Can't.
Yeah.
World's fastest mower.
World's fastest mower.
That sounds like a serial killer.
But I'll put on my headphones and put on my Broadway musical Pandora station and sing at the top of my lungs, and my husband will just come out and go.
I love it.
I was like, can I please mow?
Can you live?
Well, I listen to podcasts, and it takes me five weedy edge ride. It takes me like 5-6 hours. My neighbor in his zero turn $5,000 mower does his just same yard in 35 minutes, and I'm just like,
this is why we need a raise so the teachers can afford nice mowers.
I'm like, I'm a teacher. Thanks.
Well, we inherited this mower. It was his father's, so
no, we inherited it. Nice one, but we inherited it from my dad because he wanted
it. We love Dixie
one.
Choppers.
Thank you, Dixie Chopper.
Endorsed
by all
shoppers.
It's
an
advertising.
Sponsor.
Of course.
Do they have a Twitter handle? No, but it's pretty amazing. So.
I listen to us on two speed or whatever.
Like slow.
Fast.
Oh,
yeah. Like to take out the pauses?
Yeah, it takes out the pauses. We speak in a little bit of a higher pitch.
What do you mean?
We speak a little quicker, and it takes the hour-long podcast down to like 30 minutes or whatever.
I listen to podcasts while I'm getting ready
in
the morning.
It is. It's way
when
fun.
I drive to work.
Would you like
so
a cupcake?
It's pretty much fun. When I...
Yes, have a cupcake.
Got,
pull
like,
up a chair and have a cupcake.
Several I rotate through. My weekly ones sometimes take me a little bit longer to get through because they're longer. I got some daily ones I listen to every day, though.
Does anybody else listen to any educational podcasts besides Oklahoma?
I really like
Cults of Pedagogy.
I listen to Cults
of
Pedagogy.
Yeah,
Cults
of Pedagogy.
I
was in an elevator with her once.
Dang.
I've gotten her to tweet me back several times and tweet out my blog post.
Nice.
That makes
I think
feel like
she's
a
pretty
celebrity.
Interactive
yeah.
on the Twitters.
Yeah.
I feel famous when they tweet me back.
A very okay podcast is Oklahoma History here in Oklahoma.
Okay. That would be right up your alley.
Yeah.
And I just met you today and I know that.
Branding.
But I'm not the social studies guru.
I tell you what.
No.
I'm in his presence
so
today.
I haven't met him yet today.
One of the podcasts that I listened to, because of Vanessa. So she was saying how she was early on in the podcast. And early on in Oakwa said, Vanessa was giving us really detailed feedback, which
I'll
was
start again.
Super beneficial because Aaron and I are just like, hey, ha-ha, ho-ho, you know, and podcast, send. And Vanessa would be like, okay, I like this. Think about this. Not sure where you're doing. And so one of them, she goes, and then Oakwa said blended with Welcome to Night Vale, and it was just bad. And so I'm like, okay, Welcome to Night Vale. What is this?
Yeah.
And
because you were on autoplay and it would go to your next podcast, right?
And so that was one of the, my like I love Welcome to Night Vale now, and but I had to listen to like 5 episodes.
Yeah, it's a
because like the first one, he's like,
it.
Now for the weather, and it was music. I was like, okay, is he gonna crack a joke about weather here? No, okay, I better listen to one more episode. And so I one more episode at it for like 5 episodes. I was like, all right, next. Like, what's the next one?
They do a live show.
Yeah, I would love to see a live
They've
show.
They went to Oklahoma City, I think, at the Uterberg in Rose State, actually, maybe 2-3 years ago.
I would like to see their live show. But
LeVar Burton.
Oh, yes, LeVar
yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Oh, LeVar
Burton. That one is crazy because, you know, I'm, like, driving and I'll be, like, listening and I think, oh, this is getting good. Like aliens, and he does a lot of sci-fi. It's
I want to pull some of those short stories for my class.
Yes.
My class, because it's like, you know, women, people of color, not dead white guys who are writing these stories. So
I think it was such a good idea for him to do that because, like, you know, people in their, like, 30s or probably even 40s, like, totally watched him growing up, you know?
Yes, we did.
What was it they tried to stop?
I'm not in my 40s yet, so I just assumed what was it's been around that long.
Like, they tried to stop him from saying his tagline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his tagline?
But you don't have to take my word for it.
Because they thought it belonged to Reading Rainbow.
No, they tried. Can't stop LeVar Burton.
It's nostalgia that you know makes that such a good idea.
I mean, it's totally playing to the malignant nostalgia about him, but he makes good stories.
Yeah.
I'll have to check him out. I enjoy listening to. I love Freakonomics, and I love the Planet Money because it's just totally fascinating things that I don't know, like. I don't understand economics. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand it in that you need money and
was
there's
so jealous of that
inflation
picture.
And deflation. Like, I get some of that.
I've got
but
me
then
and Dan
it's because
Rather.
You didn't take PFL.
I don't know what you're saying.
Take it.
Personal financial literacy is mandated by the state legislature.
A guru in other areas, apparently.
Yeah.
So, for those of you that are wondering what the gasping is,
that's a great question.
Vanessa has a picture of LeVar Burton
oh
herself.
Gosh.
It's amazing.
It's a
cardboard cutout.
It's my Hamilton.
It's a cardboard cutout.
It is actually not a cardboard cutout.
You don't know
that. That was for real. She's going to tweet it right now so everybody can see it.
No. She has tweeted it.
I did tweet it.
I was jealous.
Yeah.
The other one that I listened to that I think is really interesting is one called Science Versus. And it's from Gimlet Media, which has several podcasts. But what she does is she goes into different questions and looks at research. So she may come in and like they did vaccinations, you know, anti-vaccination and why they're important. And she tried to find all the research to support both of those things. And that's what she does. And then she's like, this is what the research supported. This is what it didn't or whatever. So I think that's really interesting. And she's not a researcher and she says that at the beginning, but she also links in like the research that she used so that you can make your own informed judgment. I don't know. That's cool.
So one that I don't listen to regularly, but I do think is fun, is called Brains On. Have you heard of this? And it is a science podcast for kids and grown-ups. So it talks about science in terms that are, you know, friendly for kids to relate to. I mean, young kids to relate to. And they kind of hit on some pretty interesting topics. So I try to pay attention to what the topics are.
My 8-year-old really likes Brains On. And we also started listening to The Mysterious Disappearance of Mars Patel, which is like a podcast for kids, and he got really into that. We're on season 2 of that right now.
Wow, that's
it's really
awesome.
Cool.
See, I love Stuff You Should Know. Mm-hmm. That's one of my very favorite ones, where like they have these topics.
One, isn't it?
I don't think it is.
It's not NPR.
Okay.
What's the group they're under?
I think it's. I can't remember. I just love they have a topic, and it'll be like how population works. How much money is in there in the world, how flight attendants works, how crime scene cleanup works, and the two guys like research separately and then they just talk about it.
Cool.
Like and all you know, they just have such a vast range. Yeah. There was one on like what do you do with stranded whales? Mm-hmm. Like how do you clear that up? Why does it keep happening?
This is Stuff You Should Know?
Yes.
Okay.
I absolutely love it.
Also
there's a whole podcast umbrella under that too,
yeah,
right? Because like
stuff
you missed in history.
Yeah.
Like I listen.
Oh, that's cool.
I listen to
I'm
the girls,
that too.
Those two ladies.
Another one that's within the
Catholic
that's fun
stuff
to
you
to.
Should know.
Let's Fix It. That organization has started a podcast, and one of the things that they do are quick fixes. And so, like last week, they did a podcast on how to sign up to vote or register to vote. So, I mean, that kind of is an issue for so many people that are not registered to vote. And they're like 5 minutes long, and they just explain to you the process that you have to go through to make sure that you're registered to vote and that you keep that information updated. So that's a pretty cool one in our state that's trying to get more knowledge to people on how to engage in our political system.
That is cool. So speaking of political system, is anybody going to the teacher walkout session last session?
Everybody will be in there. All the other sessions will be empty.
It's possible. I mean,
I want to go and hear what people have to say.
Is there anybody that's anti-walkout?
Here? No, I would doubt it. In my building, yes.
It's interesting what's going on with West Virginia and watching that happen right now, being that we are
two states
below West Virginia, and I think that that's very inspiring to the teachers in our state.
I did notice, even on the Facebook group about it, they had people comment, you know, what do you teach and where, and then some people would say, I teach this here, please let's not have a walkout, it would only hurt the kids. Things like that, like in the walkout Facebook group, and I'm like, you don't want to be here, don't be here.
My thing is...
A lot of that's it. People were added to that group that didn't necessarily choose to be added.
Yeah, you added.
Just others went through, oh, I know this teacher. That's how I got in it. I haven't left. I haven't.
That's what I've been.
I've left a couple times now.
And you keep going.
Yeah, I keep getting added back. But I have to admit, I left because it is a closed group. But there are non-educators in there, and we need to get our together. Before anything can get disseminated, because closed whatever, people who are in that group who are maybe looking for bad press or whatever, they're just as capable of taking a screenshot and talking about these teachers.
And that's why I don't post a lot of my political feelings in the Oklahoma and Angie's Facebook group, because there's some people that are not on our side in that group now, and they're looking to get bad press about us.
And I think one of the reasons why the West Virginia walkout worked was they had public support.
But they also have a union that has clout.
There's that too.
Our union doesn't have much going on behind it, and that's
Our union's membership rolls have dropped so much. There's not enough members for it to have clout.
That's true.
But I was in a different Facebook group, AP World History teachers, and this is a guy who teaches AP history, commented in there and said, can't you structure a walkout? They're talking more about the student walkout for gun debate, and he said, shouldn't they just do it when it's not going to disrupt other people's schedules that don't care? And I'm
isn't
just like,
that the point?
You teach history. Exactly. You should know this.
Whether you support it conceptually or not, just the fact of doing something like that has to be done when it's
in when it's going to interrupt it. Yeah, and I'm just like, you should teach this.
There are
after 7 on a Sunday.
Yeah. And if it's truly supposed to be a walkout, it can't just be a one-day showmanship. It would have to be something that commits to a long term if that's what it takes.
Yeah. Well,
and that's where West Virginia is. They're not going back until something's done. And
well, I saw an interesting stat too, and I don't know if this is true. So, you know, sometimes stuff grabs its own legs, but it was for Oklahoma to catch where West Virginia was would need a 10% raise, and then an X number percent now to get where they just are moved to.
We could just all go work at Costco.
When I heard that about the average rate for their cashiers
after
5 years, but nothing against cashiers, but it doesn't take a bachelor's degree to be a cashier.
Right.
Well, when I think about, like, that's something I did as a side hustle for the first 6 years I taught. And so now to find out, I probably just stuck it. I mean, I didn't work for Costco, but I could have stayed with that and made more. But what gets me is, like, I'm not, like I said, I don't know how I feel completely about the walkout. But the argument, sometime when it doesn't hurt the kids, like, are the kids not being hurt right now by the teacher shortage the quality of teachers? Mm-hmm.
They absolutely are.
My biggest thing is I wish that we could pick 3 things. Because in that group, you find teachers that are like, we need the $5,000 raise. We need this. Well, I have to buy my own school supplies. Well, I have to. And I'm like, whoa. We're herding cats. There's no way they're going to come together on anything if we can't pick 3 things, 3 actionable items to go for.
And that's where listening to my dad and mother-in-law and some others.
That's what I want first.
In 90, they had a specific bill they're walking out for in support of. We don't have that right now. We just have an idea of walking out, and there's no specific idea that we're advocating for. So.
Yeah.
Well,
it's time.
Is that depressing?
Huh?
Is that like a depressing note to end
on? It feels a little depressing for a birthday party to end that way.
Alright, David,
sing us a
song from Hamilton.
I can't That note will be
including
a lot more depressing.
The moon.
Did you guys sing happy birthday earlier?
We did.
Oh my gosh, I missed it.
I
missed it.
Thanks, Debbie.
Well, we can close it by singing it again.
But we did like the traditional version. We didn't like. We didn't do the like happy birthday to you.
Wait, Vanessa.
Happy birthday.
Oh, maybe a Fergie.
We didn't
yeah,
do that.
The Fergie version.
I'm gonna leave.
Happy birthday to you.
That was more positive.
How do we close on our podcast?
All right, educators, you know what to do.
Go out and change the world. Right?
Let's try that again. Hey, real quick, let's try that again. I'll say, all right, educators, you know what to do. And everybody say, you go out and dominate the world. Ready?
That's how it goes.
All right, educators, you know what to do.
Go out and dominate the world.
It's terrible.
Sounded really
go team!
Yeah. Somebody take more.
On three or after three?
They're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.